Appendix B, voiceover utility options. This chapter lists the options on each voiceover utility pane and explains how to use the options. General category. Use the general category to specify a login greeting. Use portable preferences and enable AppleScript scripts to control voiceover. Option description. Login greeting. The text voiceover speaks when you log in while voiceover is on. To change the greeting, type new text over the default text. Display welcome dialog when voiceover starts. Select the checkbox to display the welcome dialog each time voiceover is turned on. Portable preferences. Voiceover indicates whether it detects a portable preferences drive. Click one of these buttons, Setup, to create and use a portable preferences drive. Stop, to stop using the detected portable preferences drive. Start, to start using the detected portable preferences drive. Allow VoiceOver to be controlled with AppleScript. Select the checkbox to be able to use AppleScript scripts to automate VoiceOver tasks. Speech pane of the verbosity category. Use the speech pane of the verbosity category to specify the default verbosity level, amount of information you want to receive, and a verbosity level for specific controls, such as apps, checkboxes, or doc items, and items such as headings, images, or links. Option description. Default speech verbosity. From the pop-up menu, choose the default verbosity level for items on the screen. Details. Click the disclosure triangle to display a list of controls for which you can individually set the verbosity level. From a controls verbosity pop-up menu, choose a verbosity level for the control. Default, low, medium, or high. To customize or reorder the information VoiceOver reads, for example, to hear status first, choose custom from the pop-up menu, and then follow the instructions that appear. You can change the default verbosity level while you're working by using the verbosity rotor. To display the rotor, press VOV. Braille pane of the verbosity category. Use the braille pane of the verbosity category to specify the default verbosity level, amount of information you want to receive for use with a refreshable braille display. You can also specify a verbosity level for specific controls, such as apps, checkboxes, or doc items, and items such as headings, images, or links. Option description. Default braille verbosity. From the pop-up menu, choose the default verbosity level for items on the screen. Details. Click the disclosure triangle to show or hide a list of controls for which you can individually set the verbosity level. From a controls verbosity pop-up menu, choose a verbosity level for the control. Default, low, medium, or high. To customize or reorder the information VoiceOver provides, for example, to hear status first, choose custom from the pop-up menu, and then follow the instructions that appear. You can change the default verbosity level while you're working by using the verbosity rotor. To open the rotor, press VOV. Text pane of the verbosity category. Use the text pane of the verbosity category to customize the amount of punctuation, text, and text attributes you hear, among other options. Option description. Punctuation. From the pop-up menu, choose how much punctuation you want to hear. All. Hear all special symbols and punctuation except for spaces. VoiceOver reads a sentence like this: she turned and stopped, comma, then started walking again, period. Most. Hear all special symbols but not common punctuation, such as the comma and period. Some. Hear keyboard symbols and many math symbols, such as plus, plus, sign. None. Hear text as you would normally read it, with pauses for commas and periods. repeated punctuation from the pop-up menu. Choose how you want to hear repeated punctuation, always or a specific number of times. While typing, speak from the pop-up menu. Choose what you want to hear while typing, called the typing echo, characters, words, characters and words, or nothing. When moving the cursor from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear text. When moving the voiceover cursor, speak text the cursor passes or speak text to the right of the cursor. When text attributes change from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear changes in text attributes to nothing, play tone, or speak attributes. When encountering a misspelled word, choose how you want to hear misspelled words. Do nothing. Hear the word. Play tone. Hear a sound effect. Speak attributes. Hear misspelled and then the word. Change pitch. Lower the pitch. When encountering a link from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear links. Speak link. Hear link and then the link text. Change pitch. Hear the link text in a different voice pitch than unlinked text. Play tone. Hear a sound effect. Do nothing. Hear the link text. Read numbers as from the pop-up menu. Choose how you want to hear numbers, words or digits. When reading a capital letter from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear uppercase letters or words that start with uppercase letters. Depending on your settings for typing echo, change pitch, hear the letter or word in a different voice pitch than lowercase text. Play tone, hear a sound effect. Speak cap, hear cap and then the letter or word. Do nothing, hear the letter or word. When deleting text from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear text that you're deleting. Change pitch. Hear the text you're deleting in a different voice pitch than other text. Play tone. Hear a sound effect. Speak. Hear deleting and then the text you're deleting. Do nothing. Hear the text you're deleting. Words are separated by from the pop-up menu. Choose how you want to hear word separations. Punctuation and white space or white space. Announcements pane of the verbosity category. Use the announcements pane of the verbosity category to specify when you want VoiceOver to announce certain events, such as when a modifier key is pressed, and when to speak certain text, such as labels and dialogues. Option description. Announce when mouse cursor enters a window. Select the checkbox to hear when the mouse pointer goes to a window. This setting is useful if you're using the mouse pointer independently of the voiceover cursor and keyboard focus. Announce when a modifier key is pressed. Select the checkbox to hear when you press a modifier key. This setting is useful while you're still learning voiceover commands and want to confirm the keys you're pressing. Announce when the caps lock key is pressed. Select the checkbox to hear when you press the key that makes all letters uppercase. This setting is useful if you press the key inadvertently and are typing everything in uppercase. Speak header when navigating across a table row. Select the checkbox to hear header text in a table row. This setting is useful for identifying the type of content in a row. Automatically speak text in dialog boxes. Select the checkbox to hear labels and other text in dialogues. Append phonetic pronunciation to single characters. Select the checkbox to always hear characters read phonetically. For example, if VoiceOver is reading text by character, it reads Alpha November T Tango. When status text changes under VoiceOver cursor from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear changes in status text, such as the percentage complete of a software installation, play tone, speak text, or do nothing. When progress indicator changes under VoiceOver cursor from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear progress indicator changes, play tone, Speak update, or do nothing. Speak size and position, and from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear size and position, inches, millimeters, or pixels. Speak text under mouse after delay. Drag the slider towards short or long to specify how many seconds you want VoiceOver to wait before it speaks the text that's under the mouse pointer. Hints pane of the verbosity category. Use the hints pane to have VoiceOver provide more information about the item in the VoiceOver cursor. Option description. Speak instructions for using the item in the VoiceOver cursor. Select the checkbox to have VoiceOver automatically read instructions, if available, for the item. When an item has a help tag from the pop-up menu, choose how you want to hear the descriptions, called help tags or tooltips, that are displayed when the pointer rests briefly over an item. Speak hints after delay. Drag the slider towards short or long to set how many seconds VoiceOver waits before it speaks the hint for the item under the mouse pointer. Voices pane of the speech category. Use the voices pane of the speech category to mute speech and customize voice settings. Option description. Mute speech. Select the checkbox to turn off VoiceOver speech. This option doesn't affect VoiceOver sound effects or the audio of other apps. Voice from the pop-up menu. Choose a default voice for VoiceOver, such as Alex. To add compact or premium voices to the pop-up menu, choose Customize, and then select the voices. When you select some voices, a yellow triangle appears, indicating those voices must be downloaded before they can appear in the menu. Right-click the up or down arrow on the stepper to set the speed at which a voice speaks. Pitch-click the up or down arrow on the stepper to set how high or low a voice speaks. Volume-click the up or down arrow on the stepper to set how loudly or softly a voice speaks. Intonation. Click the up or down arrow on the stepper to set how a voice rises and falls as it speaks. Disclosure triangle. Click the triangle to choose different voices for specific items, such as status or attributes. Pronunciation pane of the speech category. Use the pronunciation pane of the speech category to customize how VoiceOver pronounces text and symbols. Option description. Text lists the words, acronyms, or symbols for which you have specified a pronunciation. To change an item listed in the text column, navigate to it and press VO spacebar. Substitution lists the pronunciations you specified. To change an item listed in the substitution column, navigate to it and press VO spacebar. Application lists apps where you want VoiceOver to use the custom pronunciation. To change the app, choose a different app, or all apps, from the pop-up menu. The pop-up menu lists only apps that are currently open. Ignore case. Select the checkbox to ignore capitalization. If VoiceOver is set to indicate capitalization when speaking, you might want to ignore uppercase and lowercase in your pronunciations. Add plus. Click to add a substitution to the list. Remove. Click to remove the selected substitution from the list. Navigation category. Use the navigation category to customize navigation settings, such as those related to using the VoiceOver cursor, automatically interacting with items, and fast searching. Option description. Initial position of VoiceOver cursor. From the pop-up menu, choose the initial position of the VoiceOver cursor in a new window, keyboard focused item, or first item in window. Keyboard focus follows VoiceOver cursor. Select the checkbox to make the keyboard focus follow wherever the VoiceOver cursor goes whenever possible. VoiceOver cursor follows keyboard focus. Select the checkbox to make the VoiceOver cursor follow wherever the keyboard focus goes. When this option and the previous option are selected, VoiceOver cursor tracking is on. Insertion point follows voiceover cursor. Select the checkbox to make the insertion point follow wherever the voiceover cursor goes. Voiceover cursor follows insertion point. Select the checkbox to make the voiceover cursor follow wherever the insertion point goes. Mouse pointer from the pop-up menu. Choose how you want the mouse pointer to follow the voiceover cursor. Ignores voiceover cursor. Follows voiceover cursor. Or, moves voiceover cursor. The default setting is, ignores voiceover cursor. Allow cursor wrapping. Select the checkbox to wrap the voiceover cursor up, down, left, and right in a continuous loop when you're navigating. Skip redundant labels. Select the checkbox to hear duplicate labels only once. Automatically interact when using tab key. Select the checkbox to be able to use voiceover to interact with items you tab to without first having to use VO shift down arrow. Enable fast searching. Select the checkbox to be able to quickly search for the next or previous element on the screen that begins with a specified letter. From the pop-up menu, choose whether to use the left command key or the right command key for fast searching. For example, to search for the next element that begins with the letter S, you could press left command S. To search for the previous element, you could press left command shift S. Navigation pane of the web category. Use the navigation pane of the web category to set options related to navigating and browsing web pages. Option description. Navigate web pages by select a method for navigating web pages. DOM order. Move the voiceover cursor through a web page based on the page's document object model, DOM. Navigating by DOM moves left and right in the order the web page's author intended. Moving up and down in DOM mode is based on the current setting of the web item rotor. Grouping items. Move the voiceover cursor from one group of information to the next, such as from one paragraph to the next paragraph. Navigating by group moves in any direction to help give you a sense of context. Group items within. Select the checkbox to hear a summary of a table and a summary of each cell as you navigate the table using the arrow keys. This option is useful if you're familiar with a table and don't need to read its contents. If you do want to read the contents of a cell, you must interact with it using voiceover commands. When the checkbox isn't selected, you automatically interact with the table and read its contents, cell by cell, as you navigate the table using the arrow keys. Speak column and row numbers. Select the checkbox to have voiceover speak the column and row numbers in tables to help you navigate complex tables more easily. This option is on by default. Navigate images from the pop-up menu. Choose how you want VoiceOver to navigate images, never, with descriptions, or always. By default, VoiceOver navigates only to images that contain a description, called alt text. This option is useful because many websites use images for links. Enable live regions. Select the checkbox to have VoiceOver speak all live regions it encounters on web pages. If you prefer to hear only specific live regions, deselect the checkbox and then use the web rotor to find and enable specific live regions on a web page. Page loading pane of the web category. Use the page loading pane of the web category to specify what you want to happen while a new web page is being displayed. Option description. Speak web page summary. Select the checkbox to have VoiceOver speak a summary statistics of the items on a web page when the page opens. The summary is based on the items included in the web rotor. For example, if the rotor includes headers, links, auto web spots, and form controls, the web page summary that VoiceOver speaks might sound like, The Apple Accessibility page has 14 headers, 52 links, 8 auto web spots, 1 form control. Move the VoiceOver cursor to it. Select the checkbox to position the VoiceOver cursor on the first item or the sweet spot, if one exists, in the web page when the web page opens. Automatically speak the web page. Select the checkbox to have VoiceOver start speaking the web page when the page opens. If you set a sweet spot on the page, VoiceOver starts reading from the sweet spot. Otherwise, it starts reading from the beginning of the page. This option is available only if you've selected the previous option to move the VoiceOver cursor to the first item or sweet spot. While a web page loads from the pop-up menu, choose what you want to hear while a web page is being displayed. Speak progress, play tone, or do nothing. By default, VoiceOver speaks the percentage of the web page that is loaded. Web rotor pane of the web category. Use the web rotor pane of the web category to specify which items to include, and in what order, in the web rotor. Option description. Item order. The list of items you can include in the web rotor. Select a checkbox to include an item in the rotor. Deselect a checkbox to exclude an item from the rotor. You can reorder items in the list so the items you use most will appear first in the rotor. Sound category. Use the sound category to set options related to sound effects and positional audio. Option description. Mute sound effects. Select the checkbox to turn off VoiceOver sound effects. This option doesn't affect VoiceOver speech or the audio of other apps. Enable positional audio. Select the checkbox to add audio cues that help you locate items on the screen. The cues play in stereo. You need a pair of earbuds or stereo headphones, or standard stereo speakers, to hear them. Positional audio is on by default. Output device from the pop-up menu. Choose the device you want to use to output sounds. This option is most useful if you have an audio output device, such as headphones or speakers, connected to your Mac. VoiceOver cursor pane of the visuals category. Use the VoiceOver cursor pane of the visuals category to set options related to the VoiceOver cursor. Option description. Show VoiceOver cursor. Select the checkbox to show the VoiceOver cursor, the default setting. The VoiceOver cursor appears as a dark outline box. VoiceOver cursor magnification. Drag the slider towards small or large to decrease or increase the size of the VoiceOver cursor. When reading text, move VoiceOver cursor by from the pop-up menu. Choose how the VoiceOver cursor should move while reading. Sentence or word. Caption panel pane of the visuals category. Use the caption panel pane of the visuals category to customize the size and appearance of the caption panel. Option description. Show caption panel. Select the checkbox to display the caption panel. Caption panel font size. Drag the slider towards small or large to set the font size in the caption panel. Rows in caption panel. Drag the slider toward 1 or 10 to remove or add rows, changing the height of the panel. Caption panel transparency. Drag the slider toward 0% or 100% to decrease or increase the panel's transparency. If you increase the transparency, the panel's background color becomes lighter and you can more easily see the screen behind the panel. Braille panel pane of the visuals category. Use the Braille panel pane of the visuals category to customize the appearance of the Braille panel. Option description. Show Braille panel from the pop-up menu. Choose how you want to display the Braille panel, off, on, or automatic. When set to the default setting, automatic, the Braille panel is shown when you connect a refreshable Braille display to your Mac. Braille font color from the pop-up menu. Choose a color for displaying text in the Braille panel. Braille panel font size. Drag the slider toward small or large to set the font size in the Braille panel. Braille panel transparency. Drag the slider toward 0% or 100% to decrease or increase the panel's transparency. If you increase the transparency, the panel's background color becomes lighter and you can more easily see the screen behind the panel. Touch pane of the visuals category. Use the touch pane of the visuals category to customize the transparency of the background that dims the screen around the focus area. This pane is available only when you're using a multi-touch trackpad. Option description. Background transparency. Drag the slider toward 0% or 100% to decrease or increase the transparency of the dim background around the focus area. If you increase the transparency, the background color becomes lighter and you can more easily see the rest of the screen. Menus pane of the visuals category. Use the menus pane of the visuals category to customize the appearance of voiceover menus, such as the commands menu or web menu. Option description. Voiceover menus font size. Drag the slider toward small or large to set the font size used in voiceover menus. Voiceover menus transparency. Drag the slider toward 0% or 100% to decrease or increase the transparency of the menus. If you increase the transparency, a menu's background color becomes lighter and you can more easily see the screen behind the menu. Trackpad pane of the commanders category. Use the trackpad pane of the commanders category to enable the trackpad commander and set other options for using voiceover gestures. This pane is available only when voiceover detects a multi-touch trackpad. Option description. Enable trackpad commander. Select the checkbox to use standard voiceover gestures and assign voiceover commands to other gestures. Automatically select items in lists and tables. Select the checkbox to have voiceover automatically select the list or table item you're touching when you lift your finger from the trackpad. If you don't want voiceover to select an item, drag your finger off the list or table before lifting your finger. Pause speech when not touching the trackpad. Select this checkbox to have voiceover pause speech when you lift your finger off the trackpad while dragging. For example, if you're dragging a finger to navigate lines of text and you lift your finger, voiceover pauses speech. Scroll gesture moves content instead of scroll bar. Select this checkbox to scroll the content, not the scroll bar, down or up. Normally, when you move the scroll bar down or up, the content moves in the opposite direction. When this option is selected, the content moves in the same direction you're scrolling. Assign commands. Click the button to display the pane in which you assign voiceover commands to gestures. When the trackpad commander is on, the trackpad commander commands are included in the commands menu. To display the commands menu, press VOHH. Trackpad commander assignments pane. Use the trackpad commander assignments pane to assign voiceover commands to trackpad gestures. Option description. Modifier pop-up menu. From the pop-up menu, choose the modifier key you want to use with gestures. By default, no modifier is used. Trackpad gesture indicates the gestures you can assign voiceover commands to. Command. Click the command field to display pop-up menus for the different types of commands you can assign to a gesture. Numpad pane of the commander's category. Use the numpad pane of the commander's category to enable the numpad commander and assign voiceover commands to numeric keypad keys. Option description. Enable numpad commander. Select the checkbox to enable the numpad commander. When the numpad commander is enabled, you can't use mouse keys, and accessibility feature in OS X. Modifier pop-up menu. From the pop-up menu, choose a modifier key to increase the number of numeric keys you can assign voiceover commands to. Numpad key indicates the numeric keypad key you assigned a voiceover command to. Command indicates the voiceover command currently assigned to a numeric keypad key. Click the current command to display pop-up menus for the different types of commands you can assign to a key. Keyboard pane of the commander's category. Use the keyboard pane of the commander's category to enable the keyboard commander and assign voiceover commands to key combinations that might be easier for you to remember or perform. Option description. Enable keyboard commander. Select the checkbox to enable the keyboard commander so you can assign voiceover commands to keyboard keys. Use from the pop-up menu. Select the key you want to use as the designated keyboard commander modifier. Right option key, left option key, or both option keys. Keyboard key. Double-click a key and type a new key to assign to the voiceover command that's displayed. Command from the pop-up menus. Choose a different command to assign to a key. Add plus. Click add to add a key to the list. Type the key and then choose a voiceover command to assign to it from the command pop-up menu. Remove. Click remove to delete the key from the list. Quick nav pane of the commander's category. Use the quick nav pane to enable and set options for using quick nav, and to assign voiceover commands to single keys instead of key combinations for navigating web pages using quick nav. Option description. Enable quick nav. Select the checkbox to turn quick nav on or off. Allow toggling of quick nav using left and right arrow keys. Select the checkbox to be able to turn quick nav on or off while working by pressing the left arrow and right arrow keys at the same time. Enable single key web page navigation when using quick nav. Select the checkbox to enable the use of quick nav single key commands while viewing web pages. To customize the single key commands, click Assign Commands. Assign commands. Click the button to display the pane in which you assign voiceover commands to arrow and letter keys on the keyboard. Quick Nav Commander Assignments pane. Use the Quick Nav Assignments pane to assign voiceover commands to single keys for use when navigating web pages using Quick Nav. Option description. Command type from the pop-up menu. Choose arrows or single keys. Single key indicates the single key to which a voiceover command is assigned. Command indicates the voiceover command currently assigned to a single key. Click the current command to display pop-up menus for the different types of commands you can assign to a key. Add plus. Click add to add a key to the list. Type the key and then choose a voiceover command to assign to it from the pop-up menus. Remove. Click remove to delete the key from the list. Layout pane of the Braille category. Use the layout pane of the Braille category to customize settings for a Braille display connected to or paired with your Mac. Option description. Braille display voiceover indicates the Braille display it detects. Braille translation from the pop-up menu. Choose a translation language to use for showing output. Show contracted Braille. Select the checkbox to show output in contracted Braille. By default, VoiceOver shows output in uncontracted Braille. If you select this option, the Show 8. Braille checkbox is automatically deselected. When using contracted Braille, VoiceOver automatically uncontracts the word in the VoiceOver cursor so you can edit it more precisely, and then contracts the word when the voiceover cursor leaves it. Show 8. Braille. Select the checkbox to use 8. Braille uncontracted if the primary Braille display supports it. This option is selected by default. Use .7 and 8 to indicate cursor. Select the checkbox to raise .7 and 8 to indicate the position of the voiceover cursor. This option is selected by default. Status cells. Select checkboxes for the status cells you want to use. Show general display status. Show information about the direction in which to pan the current line, and about announcements. Show text style. Show common text styles, such as bold or italic font. Show extended text style. Show less common text styles, such as strikethrough or superscript. Show status on the Select a Radio button to use cells to the left, the default or right of the Braille line as the status cells. Change this setting only if your Braille display doesn't provide dedicated status cells. Display alert messages. Drag the slider all the way to the left, to off, to not display alert messages. To set the speed with which alerts are displayed, drag the slider between fast, toward the left, or slow, all the way to the right. Displays pane of the Braille category. Use the displays pane of the Braille category to view a list of the refreshable Braille displays connected to or paired with your Mac, and to assign voiceover commands to keys on the Braille displays. Option description. Display list voiceover list the Braille displays it has detected. The list indicates the primary device and disconnected devices, as well as devices physically connected to your Mac, USB symbol and Bluetooth devices paired with your Mac, Bluetooth symbol. Display information. VoiceOver shows information about the display selected in the list, such as the number of cells and status cells. Primary Braille display. Select the checkbox in the display information section to use the selected Braille display as the primary display for mirroring. Assign commands. Click the button to assign VoiceOver commands to keys on your Braille display. Add plus. Click Add to set up a Bluetooth Braille display to use with VoiceOver. You can use one Bluetooth Braille display at a time. Remove. Click Remove to delete the Bluetooth Braille display from the list. Allow input from the pop-up menu. Choose the displays from which the selected display should accept input. Primary Braille display, all Braille displays, or no Braille displays. To accept input only from the primary display, and prevent input from each Braille display that's connected to your Mac, choose Primary Braille displays. For example, if you're in a classroom setting where students' Braille displays are connected to a Mac, you can prevent accidental input from those displays, accepting input only from the instructor's display. For some Bluetooth Braille displays, after you turn off the Braille display and move it out of range of your Mac, wait for 30 seconds or longer to ensure your Mac indicates the Braille display is no longer connected. Your Mac tries to maintain the connection during this interval in case the Braille display was accidentally turned off or moved out of range. When you turn on a paired Bluetooth Braille display and move it in range of your Mac should detect that in about 5 seconds. Activities category. Use the Activities category to set up activities and customize VoiceOver settings for specific uses. Option description. Activities list. Select an activity to display or change its settings. When creating an activity, type its name in the list. Settings. Select a settings checkbox to include the setting in the activity. Three settings are listed: verbosity, voices, and hotspots. To list additional settings, click the disclosure triangle located to the far right of hotspots. To hide them, click it again. Click the set button for a setting to customize options. Select apps. Click this button to browse for and choose an app to associate with the activity. When you associate an app with an activity, the activity is automatically used whenever you open the app. An app can be associated with only one activity at a time. Add or remove. Click Add to set up a new activity, or click Remove to delete an activity from the list. Duplicate activity. Choose this command from the Action pop-up menu. Looks like a gear to create a duplicate of the currently selected activity. This command is a fast way to create an activity that differs only slightly from an existing activity. For example, only the voice differs. If you duplicate an activity that has an app associated with it, the association is not duplicated. An app can be associated with only one activity at a time. Reset activity to my current voiceover settings. Choose this command from the action pop-up menu. Looks like a gear to change the selected activity to have the same settings as you specified throughout voiceover utility. This command is useful if you don't like how you customized an activity and want to start over with settings that match all of your current voiceover settings. Reset activity to voiceover default settings. Choose this command from the action pop-up menu. Looks like a gear to change the selected activity to have the default voiceover settings.